堂听 class.com。
Number one.
Look, I'm sorry to bother you about this, but that music's really loud.
I didn't realize you could hear it.
What will the woman probably do? Two.
George is going to work in New York for the summer.
Can he do that and go to summer school?
What does the woman imply about George? Number three.
Shouldn't someone pick up the clothes from the cleaners?
Don't look at me.
What does the man mean? Number four.
Congratulations. I understand you got a job. When do you start work?
You must be thinking of someone else. I'm still waiting to hear.
What does the man mean? Five.
Are you sure you corrected all the typing errors? You want to make a good impression.
I'd better read through the paper again.
What is the man going to do?
Go shopping with you yesterday? Even if we had the catalog study, we would have preferred to say, what does the man imply about marriage? Number 24. I'm going to give up what I'm doing today. I'm going to begin today. Just because you are, is that a new? What does the woman suggest a man do? Number 25. Has Daddy ever moved Kevin to one of our parties? Only once, or twice. What does the man say about that? Number 26. Would you like to come mountain climbing with us? Thanks, but that's the last thing in the world I want to do. What does the man mean? Number 27. What if they decided to call the kids? No one's come up with anything yet. What does the woman say about the station? 28. Can you come to the concert with me this weekend? Or do you have to stay at the station? I still have a lot to do, but maybe a break will do me. What will the man probably do? 9. I've maybe got lost on the road to the hotel. I don't know how I did it. I've been there a million times. What does the man mean? Number 10. Have you seen his postcard for Ron? He's in Florida.
Oh, so he was able to get past him.
What had the woman assumed about Ron? Question 31 and 31. Listen to the conversation about plans for a school election. Come on, Judy. How are we going to convince this man that I'm the best candidate?
We're both the champion.
Thanks a lot.
Home campaign. Hospital. I'll take a bunch of pills on how well you've been in the class forever. You're sure to be elected president.
Well, what's the problem?
What's going on is going to be hard. It's a home campaign. What takes all the longer.
But everybody needs a home campaign. You need to do something different.
What's different? The Capitol Hill station is ready to let you have 5 minutes to tell a morning. Probably. I'll find your plan for the year. Lots of people can do that.
Great idea.
I also wrote to the University of Rome dinner tomorrow. Over 100 students have been there. I'm giving out a talk to the Capitol Hill station.
That means I'd better come up with my speech pretty quickly. How about if I write it tonight and show you the other finishing line tomorrow?
Fine. I'll give you that in time.
You're really good at this. I'm glad you're doing it right now. Number 10. What impression does this make on your customers? Number 18. What is the relationship between you and your customers? Number 19. What will the man do tonight? Number 34. What would the stranger do after you have been fired? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to your friends talk about a television program. Did you watch on the Discovery last night?
No, I missed it.
Yes, it was pretty good. It was about Barnacles. You know how they stick themselves stuck in the ocean and rocks and boats? Well, they do that when they run, and then they stay in the same place forever.
But David, have you ever tried removing one of those things? Last summer, I tried to scrape one off my finger. I had to give up after that. You think they wouldn't be able to stick like that underwater?
That's one reason scientists are trying to figure out what the aluminum is. It's one of the strongest adhesives in nature. And it's a natural protein. You would probably need to find one of those things in chemicals in the future.
Yeah.
Biomedical research is talking about the possible use of orthopedic adhesives for many broken bones. Or it could even be negative.
I think I've seen that.
Number 35. What is the television program about? Number 36. What did the man learn about barnacles? 37. Why did barnacles grow of particular interest in this section? 38. According to the conversation, in what field will the research result be helpful? Questions 39 through 42. Listen to the talk by an instructor in a biology laboratory.
Before we start our first plan, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the workbook we're using. The first thing I'd like to point out is that the workbook contains a very large amount of material, far more than we ever handled in the lab. What you're supposed to do is choose the experiments Charles Broadway. Written from his mother and his friends, Tim and Bert Hall.
What does the woman mean?
number 13. You've been living off campus this year, haven't you?
Yes, and I'm going to next year, too. It's so much nicer than living in Columbus.
What does the man mean? Number 14.
You ought to see a doctor about this cough.
I guess I should. I've been putting it off for days. What does the woman mean? Number 15. What do you want to do tonight?
There's supposed to be a good documentary on Channel 8.
What does the man mean? Number 16. I finally decided about my history later. I'm going to focus on the Civil War.
Oh, God. Do you think it'll be approved?
What does the man imply? Number 17. Sorry you had to miss the seminar. How are you doing now?
I took it easy last week. It's amazing what a little rest can do.
What does the man mean? Number 18.
Is that all over the institution?
It's the end of the semester. Everyone's in the library studying. What does the woman imply? Number 19. Are you going to play tennis with us today?
I promised Bill I'd go hiking with him, and I'm really looking forward to it.
What does the man mean? Number 20.
Joe's not planning to go to California again this summer.
But with his new schedule, he could. What does the woman say about Joe? Number 21. If Professor Johnson was willing to give us a 10-day extension and finish the project, maybe she'll give us a few more days.
Let's not push our luck, okay?
What does the man mean? Number 22.
Do you know what's wrong with Mark? He's acting very strangely lately.
Tomorrow, when his parents come to visit next week, right after he's moved into a new apartment, he's just got a lot on his brain. What does the woman say about Mark? Number 23. You look cold and tired. Can I buy you a hot cup of tea?
Oh, that would be just what the doctor ordered.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
There were only 20 students at last night's meeting, so nothing could be voted on.
That's too bad. They'll have to turn out in greater numbers if they want a voice in campus issues. What does the woman mean? Number 25.
Have we received responses from everybody we invited?
Only Judith has come. What does the woman mean? Number 26.
I hope the view from the balcony is good. No problem. You can see the actors no matter where you're sitting.
What kind of place are the speakers probably talking about? Number 27. Could you use a hand with those suitcases?
If you wouldn't mind.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
You'll be decorating your apartment, aren't you? How's it coming along?
I'm just taking it one step at a time. What does the woman imply? Number 29. We're supposed to pick up the tickets to fall this afternoon.
Oh, so they have been printed.
What did the man assume about the tickets? Number 30. Were you able to reach Lucy at home?
I couldn't get to her phone.
What does the man mean? Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a telephone call to a professor.
Math department, Dr. Webster speaking.
Hello, Professor Webster. This is Janet Young calling. I live 2 doors down from the teaching assistant, John Williams. Don asked me to call you because he's lost his voice. He can't talk to you himself.
Lost his voice?
That's too bad.
Is there anything I can do for him?
Well, he has a class this afternoon from 2:30 to 4, and he won't be able to make it. But he doesn't want to cancel it either.
Does he want me to try to find somebody else to teach him?
No, not exactly. What he wants to do is get someone to go in for him, just the class that he doesn't have. He's already marked them, and they're on the desk in his office. The whole thing wouldn't take more than, 10 minutes or so.
2:30, you say?
Well, I'm free then, and I was going to be on campus anyway, so I can do it for him.
Where's his class?
Carter Hall, room 214. Will you use his office key to get the exam? I can bring it to you.
No, actually, that won't be necessary. We have a master key in the math department, so
Number 31. What's Don's problem? Number 32. What favor did Don want someone to do for him? Number 33. What did Janet offer to do? Number 34. What did Janet almost forget last Professor Webster did? Questions 35 through 39. Listen to two students talk about an experiment in a science class.
Have you done the lab for physiology yet? The one on taste?
Yeah, it was really fun. Melting the taste buds. Didn't you think so?
I'm doing it this afternoon. And I'm on board, Jake.
It went pretty quickly. Under an hour, anyway. See, first you mix up the full solution.
You take water and add either sugar, lemon juice, salt, or, what was it?
Bitter quinine. Then all you have to do is take each sample and describe your experience you've most intense.
Isn't that hard?
Not really. One thing to remember, though. Not all the taste buds are auto-tone.
Right. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for going over this with me. Maybe we can talk about this after I try it. We can get a pizza or something.
Great. Give me a call. Number 35. What is the main purpose of the lab experiment? Number 36. About how long did it take to do the experiment? Number 37. What does the woman remind the man about? Number 38. How did the man close the conversation? This is the end of Part B. Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to Science Watch, a daily radio. Here comes from California the new method of war and health contact. Two scientists working for the Arizona and California have developed a method to eliminate insects without using dangerous chemicals. The new poison? Hot air. The basic idea is that insects cannot adjust to temperatures much above normal. In laboratory experiments, cockroaches and termites can't survive much more than a quarter of an hour at 125 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 50 degrees centigrade. The new method involves covering the house with a huge tent and filling it with air heated to about 65 degrees centigrade. Hot air is forced in with fans, and the tent keeps the heat inside the house. Since termites can't escape by hiding in the window door, the heat treatment must be continued for a full 6 hours. But when it's all over and the insects are dead, there are no toxic residues to endanger humans or pets, and no funny smell. Scientists claim that there is no danger of fire either, since very few household materials will burn at 65 degrees centigrade. In fact, wood is prepared for construction use by drying it in ovens at 80 degrees centigrade, which is substantially hotter than the air used in this procedure. Number 39. What is the talk mainly about? Number 40. According to the speaker, what makes the new system better than other treatments? Number 41. Why are the houses covered with tents? Number 42. Why does the speaker mention that construction wood is dried by heat? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a teacher talk to students in her freshman English course. I soon realized the young English papers are due in 6 weeks. I've looked at them. should be out by noon. Questions 47 and 50. Listen to a talk given by a tour guide in New Zealand.
Before we begin our tour, I'd like to give you some background information on the painter Graham Wood. We'll be seeing much of his work today. Wood was born in 1881 in the Iowa farm country and became interested in art very early in life. Although he studied art in both Minneapolis and at the Art Institute of Chicago, the strongest influence on his art in New England. He spent time in both Germany and France, and his study there helped shape his own stylized form of realism. When he returned to Iowa, Wood applied this stylistic realism he had learned in Europe to the rural life he saw around him, and that he remembered from his childhood around the turn of the century. His portraits and farm families imitate the static formalism of photographs of early settlers posing in front of their homes. His paintings of farmers at work and of their tools and animals demonstrate a serious respect for the life of the Midwestern landscape. By the 1930s, Wood was a leading figure in the school of art called American Minimalism. In an effort to sustain a strong Midwestern artistic movement, Wood established an institute.
Art in his home state. Although the institute failed, the paintings you are about to see preserve Wood's vision of pioneer farmers.
Number 47. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 48. What had an important effect on Wood's early art? Number 49. What would be most likely to appear in a painting by Wood? Number 50. According to the speaker, how did Wood try to encourage Midwestern art?
Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1. Would you like to stop for a rest now?
Oh, let's keep going. We're almost at the top of the hill.
What does the woman want to do? Number 2.
I can't seem to get the coffee machine to work.
Have you checked the switch?
What does the woman imply? Number 3.
I found an expensive-looking ring in the locker room this morning.
If I were you, I'd turn it into the security office. It's behind the administration building. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 4.
Those trees next to your house are beautiful.
Yeah, and they're useful. They cut down on the need for air conditioning. What does the man mean? Number 5.
I'm going to get my tickets to that discount travel agency.
They definitely have some good deals. What does the man mean? Number 6.
We're going over to the cafeteria now. Aren't you coming?
I'm waiting for a phone call. What does the man imply? Number 7.
We really ought to take some of the furniture out of here. Maybe we should look for a bigger apartment.
What problem do the women have? Number 8.
Why does Carol have to spend so much time at the library?
To finish her papers before exams begin. What does the man say about Carol? Number 9. I'm afraid I'll have to work late again tomorrow night.
Why don't you just tell them you're not going to?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 10.
I hear you're joining that expedition across Alaska. Did you get much funding for it?
You must be joking. I have to pay my own airfare and contribute toward the cost of supplies. What does the man say about the expedition? 11. I don't like the sound of that car engine.
I'm certain it's nothing to worry about. I just had it serviced a few days ago.
What does the woman mean? Number 12.
It's going to take over 2 weeks to get all the data I need for my research project.
Good thing it's not due until the end of the semester. What does the man mean? Number 13.
Look at this map, and the guests will be here soon.
Take it easy. I'll make sure the house is spotless. What does the man mean? Number 14. Peter wasn't in class today.
I heard. What I want to know is if she's still coming to my party tonight.
What does the woman mean? Number 15. Weren't you the only one in the School of Engineering to graduate with honors?
Not exactly. There were a number of others.
What does the woman mean? Number 16. Is just enough. The flight has been delayed until 4 o'clock.
Oh, no. How are we going to kill 2 hours?
What does the woman imply? Number 17.
When would you like to go over that report?
Now's as good a time as any. What does the man mean? Number 18.
Have you found a position yet?
I'm still checking the papers. What can be inferred about the man? Number 19.
This is the most fascinating article that I've ever read.
Oh, really? I would have thought that anything about electronics would be tedious. What does the man imply? Number 20. I'm going out to pick up a sandwich. Can I get you something?
I've been eating too much lately. I'll just have the yogurt I brought, but thanks for the offer.
What will the woman probably do? Number 21.
Jim really seems to go through a lot of money, doesn't he?
What water heavy is nothing to show for it. What does the man mean? Number 22. We're out of cream and sugar. If you want any coffee, you'll have to drink it black.
I'll pass.
What is the woman going to do? Number 23. I can't even think with all that construction going on outside.
What this building needs is better soundproofing.
What does the woman imply? Number 24.
Are you up to helping me with the economics assignment?
I've already looked at it. It's over my head. What does the man mean? Number 25. Does George still smoke?
I haven't seen him light up since the baby was born.
What does the woman imply? Number 26. Just look at that downpour.
The paper said it should clear up this afternoon.
What does the woman mean? Number 27. I haven't seen you like this in weeks.
The committee finally reached a decision, and I couldn't have hoped for a better outcome.
What does the woman mean? Yes. What's that green badge you have on?
Oh, this. Teaching assistants in the psychology department had to wear them for the faculty orientation.
What can be inferred about the woman? Number 29.
I heard that they're hiring part-time sales help at the bookstore.
Great. I could use some extra cash. What is the man probably going to do? Number 30.
Did you know that Sarah won first prize in the photo contest?
No, she did enter. What had the man assumed about Sarah? Now we will begin part D with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a discussion between two college students. I really don't know what to do this summer. I can't afford to just sit around, and there don't seem to be any jobs available.
Why don't you try house sitting? Last summer, my friend Margaret house sat for the Dobbs when they went away on vacation. Mr. Dodd hired Margaret to stay in their house because he didn't want it left empty.
Didn't the Dodds paid Margaret just to live in their house?
It wasn't that easy. She had to mow the lawn and water the house plants. And when Eric house sat for Dr. Cohen, he had to take care of the pet.
House-sitting sounds like a good job. I guess it's a little like babysitting, except you're taking care of the house instead of children.
The student employment office still has a few jobs posted.
Do I just have to fill out an application?
Margaret and Eric had to interview with the homeowners and provide 3 references each.
Seems like a lot of trouble for a summer job.
Well, the homeowners want some guarantee that they can trust the house sitter. You know, they want to make sure you're not the type who'll throw wild parties in their house or move a group of friends in with you.
House sitters do that sort of thing probably aren't paid then.
Usually they're paid anyway, just because the homeowners don't want to make a fuss. But if the homeowner reported it, then the house sitter wouldn't be able to get another job. So, why don't you apply?
Yeah, I think I will. Number 31. What does the man want to do this summer? Number 32. What did the Dodge do when they went away last summer? Number 33. What is one responsibility the house sitter probably wouldn't have? How do homeowners determine the reliability of a house sitter? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a telephone conversation between two students. Hello, University Books. Jim Weber speaking.
Hi, Jim.
Ruth. Oh, hi, Ruth. What's up?
Well, the Student Federation is a couple of volunteers to guide and tour the students during orientation. Would you be able to help out?
That depends on the days you have in mind. I'm working here full-time before classes. It's really busy now with all the textbook orders coming in. But I do have some time off.
But what about Saturdays? Most new students arrive on the weekend.
Sorry, I have to work all day Saturday. How about Thursday and Friday? I've got both mornings free.
I don't have the schedule on me. Ken's got it. Maybe you can set something up with him.
I'll only be able to spare a couple of hours, though.
No problem. I'll ask Ken to get in touch with you later today. Will you give this number?
Yeah, till 4. Look, I've got to go. I have to get all the orders out before I leave today.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Bye.
Number 35. Why did Ruth fall in? 36. What does Ruth say about the new student? Number 37. What does Kim offer to do? Number 38. What will probably happen as a result of this conversation? Questions 39 through 41. Listen to a radio talk about fossil fuels. Today, I want to discuss fossil fuels, such as coal, oil, and natural gas. The term fossil fuel refers to the trapped remains of plants and animals in sedimentary rock. You see, living plants trap energy from the sun by the process of photosynthesis, and they store the energy in their chemical compounds. Most of that energy is released when the plant dies and decays. However, sometimes organic matter is buried before it decays completely. In this way, some of the solar energy becomes trapped in rocks, hence the name fossil fuel. Although the amount of organic matter trapped in any one growing season is small, the accumulated remains from millions of years are considerable. Because the accumulation rate is so slow, millions of times slower than the rate at which we now dig up this organic matter and burn it for energy, we must consider fossil fuels as non-renewable resources. Tomorrow, we'll be discussing alternatives to fossil fuels that can be renewed. Number 39. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 40. What does the speaker say about the accumulation of fossil fuels? Number 41. Why does the speaker refer to fossil fuels as non-renewable? Questions 42 through 46. Listen to a talk given in a pottery class.
We've been together now in this pottery class for several weeks, and I feel you are all doing very well. I thought you might be interested in hearing about a ceramics workshop that will be held here at the college next month. Kate Ferguson, who was recently named by Ceramics Monthly as one of the dozen best potters in the world, will be at the Recreation Center for an intensive 7-day workshop. Participants in the workshop will, Kate has assured me, make a lot of pots and be able to work closely with her on refining their techniques and skills. There's only room for 18 potters and advanced pottery students in the workshop, so everyone will get personal attention. It costs $175, which includes all your materials and a picnic, which is usually attended by all of the participants at the end of the workshop. A $50 deposit is required ahead of time, with the rest of the tuition due by May 15th. I should mention that this workshop is co-sponsored by the Van Tau Chemical Company, which is donating the clay. If you want to register for the workshop, you should call the Recreation Center at 555-3080. You should really consider taking advantage of this opportunity.
Number 42. Who is Kate Ferguson? 53. What will take place at the end of the workshop? Number 44. Why does the speaker mention the Van Tau Chemical Company? Number 45. How can the students register for the workshop? Why does the speaker encourage students to take the workshop? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a psychologist talk about sleep problems.
You might think that most of the patients at sleep clinics are being treated for sleeplessness, commonly referred to as insomnia, but that is not the case. The majority of sleep clinic patients suffer from disorders of excessive sleep, or hypersomnia. While most insomniacs somehow manage to drag themselves through the day and function at acceptable, although not optimal levels, this is not so for people who suffer from hypersomnia. They are incapacitated by irresistible urges to sleep during the day, often in inappropriate situations, at business meetings, supermarkets, or at parties. Even more dangerous is their failure to remain awake when driving or operating machinery. Falling asleep in such situations could obviously be life-threatening. Many hypersomniacs suffer from narcolepsy, for which the primary symptom is excessive daytime sleepiness. Though not apparent in childhood, this symptom most often appears for the first time during the teen years and continues throughout a person's life. The sleep attacks may occur as many as 15 to 20 times during the course of the day and last for periods of 15 minutes up to 2 hours. What can be done to help those suffering from narcolepsy? There are certain drugs that can help, and specialists suggest voluntary napping to decrease the frequency of such sleep attacks.
Number 47. What is hypersomnia? Number 48. What does the speaker say about sleep clinic patients? Number 49. When does narcolepsy usually first become apparent? Number 50. What can a narcoleptic do to prevent sleep attacks?
Number 1.
I missed class this morning. Could you lend me your notes?
My notes? You've never seen my handwriting, have you?
What does the woman imply? 2.
Do you know when the next shuttle bus is leaving for the athletic center?
There's a schedule posted on the bulletin board in the student lounge.
What does the woman imply the man should do? Number 3.
I'm going to buy Joanne a blue sweater for the birthday.
Are you sure she'd like a blue one? What does the man imply about Joanne? Number 4.
Wow, your apartment looks great. When did you have time to paint it?
I didn't. I had it done professionally.
What does the woman say about her apartment? 5.
The seminar scheduled for today has been canceled.
That's too bad, but at least the one for next week's still on. What does the man mean? Number 6.
Frank is certainly in a good mood.
The bargain he got on his new stereo made him very happy.
What does the woman say about Frank? Number 7.
I'd like to inquire about some of the charges on my electric bill. I can't understand why it's so high this month.
I'd be happy to send you a more detailed explanation if you'll give me your account number.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
I'm going home early. Can you listen for my phone?
Sure. I'm planning to be here all day.
What does the man agree to do for the woman? 9.
You seem well prepared for the Spanish midterm. I'm impressed.
I'd better be. I've spent the last 48 hours cramming for it.
What has the man been doing? Number 10.
Would you mind opening that window? It's stuffy in here.
I'm afraid it's the kind that doesn't open.
What does the man mean? 11.
Why said he was looking for a job in the bookstore?
But then, when he had a chance to work there, he turned it down, didn't he?
What can be inferred about Mike? 12.
Were you able to mail your letter?
The stamp machine only takes that change.
What does the woman imply? 13.
You must have had half a dozen cups of coffee so far, and it's not even lunchtime.
I'm only on the third. About 3 is probably enough.
What does the man imply? 14.
They're building a shopping center near my house.
Not another one.
What does the man imply? Number 15.
You're going to the placement, aren't you?
I have too much work to do for tomorrow.
What does the woman mean? number 16. Give me that date. I thought you said she was in New York.
Oh, no. That's next week.
What does the woman imply? 17.
I don't know if I can make it to the graduation ceremony. Is attendance required?
At one time it was, but not anymore. What does the man mean? Seems. Have you notified the Alvin office about fixing the faucet in the bathroom?
I got Alan to take care of it. She's really handy.
What does the woman mean? Number 19.
Guess what? I nominated you for class treasurer today.
No, you didn't. What can be inferred about the man?
Matthew certainly shows a lot of enthusiasm. That's
if only he'd show as much for his studies.
What does the woman imply about Matthew? Into the next page, 21.
Could you hold the painting against the wall while I take a look at it?
Where would you like it to go? What can be inferred about the man? Number 22.
I can't believe I overslept. I'm lucky I made it to the breakfast meeting on time.
I can see you were in a hurry. You're wearing your sweater inside out.
What does the woman mean? 23.
Well, what did you think of the new doctor at the infirmary?
You mean Dr. Randolph? He was away attending a conference. What does the man imply? 24.
Do you know anyone who has a spare bookshelf?
Have you checked with Marcia?
What does the woman suggest the man do? 25.
Where can I buy some typing paper?
How about the stationery place that just opened up?
What does the woman mean? 26.
Did you see the exhibit at the art center?
I sure did, and I couldn't make heads or tails on it.
What does the woman say about the exhibit? 27.
You know so much about old movies. I'll bet you saw a lot when you were a kid.
Not as many as you might think.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
Our plane's been settling for a long time. Why the delay?
The airport was closed for a while this morning, and things still aren't back to normal.
What does the man mean? Number 29.
I've decided to take another semester of biology.
No kidding. I didn't know you'd even taken the introductory course.
What had the man assumed about the woman? 30.
Look at this postcard. Karen's in Miami.
Yeah, it's great. She's fine. She's a lot.
What does the man imply about Karen? Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation about finding a new apartment.
Hey, I heard you're looking for a different apartment.
Yeah, the place I'm in now is a real dump.
It looked okay when I was there.
Oh, the boiler keeps breaking, and when it does, we lose the heat for several days at a time.
Why doesn't the owner replace it?
Well, she said she would keep fixing it. She's a nice enough person, just sort of stingy. In any case, I'm sick of being cold.
Can you get your deposit back if you move?
If I give 2 months' notice, I can get the whole thing back.
So, what kind of place are you looking for?
I think I'll try to get into one of those high-rises near the university. They're nothing really special, but at least they're new and functional.
I've heard that those buildings are pretty noisy. The walls are thin, and you can hear everything going on in the other apartments.
Oh, that'll never do. I need someplace quiet to finish my thesis. I guess I'll have to look at some more ads. Maybe new isn't necessarily better.
Why don't you try some of those apartments in Windsor? They're supposed to be nice.
Aren't they awfully expensive?
Not really. You'd be surprised at how reasonable some of them are. The problem with being out there is that the bus doesn't run out that way.
That would definitely be a problem. I can't afford a car right now. I guess I'd better check a few places here in the city before I make a decision.
Number 31. What is wrong with the woman's current apartment? 32. What must the woman do to have her deposit returned? What does the woman require of her next apartment? 34. Why might living in Windsor be a problem for the woman? 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation between two students.
I'm thinking about transferring out of school college and into another school in the field.
It's only a year and a half. How come it? Don't you like to do it?
I do. But our commercial arts department only did the first lecture.
And you want a bachelor's, right?
Right.
So where do you want to go?
I've been thinking about Westwater University. They have an excellent education, but it's probably very selective.
But you've gotten a good grade in the three semesters you've been here at State College, haven't you?
Yeah, mostly A's in my major, and a few B's in the final.
So what are you worried about? just ask your art professors to write letters of recommendation for you and get your portfolio done, and you'll be set.
Number 35. What does the woman want to do? 36. What field is the woman interested in? 37. What concern does the woman have about Westwater University? 38. What does the man suggest the woman do?